Columbus High School Buildings.
My name is Ted Esmond, I'm the chairman of the committee, also the alderman of March, Ward 3, we have Ward 2, Alderman of Large, Susan Albright, Ward 5, Alderman of Large, Deb Crosby, vice chairman of the committee, Alderman of Large, Ward 8, Mitch Fishman. And for the very first time this evening, we have a brand new alderman, a ward alderman from Ward 1, Allison Leary. And welcome. She is going to JAC, which is why she was sworn in before January 1st. Joining us also at the beginning of tonight's meeting is our community clerk, Linda Finucane, our lawyer, Rita Young, and our chief planner, Alexandra Denham, as well as Steve and...
Dan Sexton. He's not Steve.
You're Dan. Dan Sexton, our senior planner, next to him, John Jackson, from the engineering department. This meeting is being audio recorded. We have continuation of a couple of public hearings tonight. The first one on for this evening is continued from November 12th. It is petition number 190-12, Young Investments LLC, in Community Service Center. That's 429 Cherry Street, Ward 3, West Newton. We did hold this open until this evening. I don't know if people have had a chance to review, I hope they have, to review all of the information that provided at the last meeting, and any additional information came in. I have not seen, So, at this time, if anyone would like to be heard on 190-12, please come to the podium, give us your name and address, and your comments.
Good evening, the record, Jack Axel.
Can you turn it on, it was on.
Green light.
How's that?
There you go.
For the record, Jack Axel, I'm the attorney for the GBCCA. Just a couple of brief comments. We continue to have concerns about the drainage plan for the program, for the project. The drainage from our site flows through this site. We've had a history of flooding. I know that the revised plans have raised the slab by just a few inches, and at this point, it's still less than 10 inches above the high water tables measured at the different site. We don't believe that's adequate, and we also don't believe that without specific information about the capacity of the Cheesebrook culvert, we are all unable to fully evaluate the system. Finally, I ask the board to consider including any decision here for requirement of an annual maintenance plan for this system, which is a fairly sophisticated system due to the difficult drainage situation, be included to provide some sort of deed restriction or escrow account for long-term maintenance of these tanks, pumps, and electronic systems. These probably have 15-year to 20-year capacity. I don't know whether this project is intended to be condo or because of the rental apartments, but the city needs to protect the neighbors and the neighborhood long-term. We'd ask the board to consider those suggestions. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to be here this evening on 190-12? I note that we do have a city engineer here. I don't know whether members of the committee have any questions for the city engineer before I close the public hearing. Alderman Crosby?
Yes, please. I would love for the city engineer to address the currently understood high water table and his opinion on whether or not this building, which I believe I believe, in high water table in the worst conditions is above wet ground. If the engineer could speak to that, please.
John, I need the microphone. He can just go over this to Brian's or Marcy's. This is Laredo. I'm not sure. Or Fuller. He can go over.
Okay, I'm referring to the plan dated October 11th of this year. And based on the garage floor elevation of 52 feet, groundwater was at 47.46 feet, giving them 3.5 feet of separation. So the garage is below the base of the garage.
So 11 feet.
That's correct.
My understanding as well, I think that I heard the testimony that the flat only raised a few inches, but during the last set of working sessions, it's my understanding that the flat was raised 30 inches above the original design in order to sufficiently clear the water table. Isn't that correct?
I believe it's correct. I would have to do a plan to complete, but I would ask the engineer to record. Thank you. We have more questions. Alderman Albright and Fisher.
One more question for you. You referenced the issue was raised at the beginning about there being some kind of fill. And you talked about standard practices to build the fill. How do you know that happens?
They'll have a very structural engineer who will be providing activities for the inspection services department, and we would also have an inspector available to go by and make sure that things are being excavated and materials are moving from the site.
So is it now that this is something known? Is this something that we could or should not condition in order that there be an inspection?
That's something that I do regardless if it's in the board order or not. Because they have to verify the footings, they'll look at the foundation plan, they'll also come in with the footings with fire on the concrete.
So it's standard practice.
Yeah, so if there's any objection to the material, also if you miss this area, excavate in order for the structure to push.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Fisher. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So just to repeat, the highest point of the garage, the lowest point of the garage is still about 3 feet above the ground level. Yes, if you look on sheet 4 of the engineering drawings, section CC, it shows the groundwater elevation of 28.4 feet, which came from the moorings, and the finished floor elevation of the garage is at 52 feet. So you've got about 3.5 feet separating between the garage floor and the groundwater table.
And I believe the statement by the attorney for the abutter suggested that in storm events, that amount of pressure would go up further before the condition would support that.
Groundwater is hard to model. We have that extensive groundwater modeling. Monitors in place prior to construction and after construction, so you have to monitor that throughout the system. And I also believe there was a question about the capacity of Cheesecake Roof. I had posed that question to the utilities director, or me and the superintendent of utilities indicated that they're not aware of any capacity issues, but we don't know as much about everything the culvert wants to do a cold surface TV inspection on that.
And John, just one final question. Counsel for the butter was that we should put into a condition an annual maintenance plan to be included in a number of ways of ensuring that it's done.
Garden project, and typically when there's a homeowners association, which I'm not sure if this project does have it, we require street ones to be put in place, typically between $10,000 and $15,000 for a system in this complex. That way the association can draw off that money and ensure that inspections and maintenance are done properly. But if that homeowners association is not there, then I think I would ask a lot of them to work that out with the applicant to make sure that money's available.
And you're saying that that would be a standard practice and we have different ways to do it.
Right, and they had those operations and maintenance when that were reviewed and it was their second clause.
Thank you. We've been joined by Alderman Jay Harney, who's the board alderman from Ward 4, the committee. Alderman Crossley, any questions?
Thank you. Just again, for the public record, one final time. I appreciate that you brought up the condition of the culvert. And isn't it true that this project, it as designed, can handle 80% of the water generated in a 100-year storm, according to the documents?
That's correct.
And that in the event of a 100-year storm, we might be sending 20% of the water runoff from a 100-year storm into the storm drain system, which, as I understand it, is a far better situation than exists today on this site. Is that correct?
That's correct. And originally, they had proposed an overflow connection for the city drainage system, which was a 15-inch pipe. That was not acceptable because that 15-inch pipe was not able to handle that additional flow. So we required them to run a dedicated service connection for their overflow connection directly to Cheesecake Brook.
Okay. And also, for the record, my memory of the last time we took this item in our rather extensive discussions about stormwater management and so forth throughout the public hearing and working session process, and anyone can correct me if I have this wrong, we did understand that the GBCCA had experienced historic basement flooding problems, and that during the course of our proceedings, they discovered that their own storm drainage line was severely blocked, and they cleaned it out for the first time in many, many years. And I'm not sure if their attorney is aware of that condition, which has now been rectified, as it was fixed during the time of our public discourse. So with that fixed, and if this site is in fact improved in this way, that should create a better sort of framework for this work to go forward. Is that correct?
In general terms, yes, that's correct. But the problem is the society needs to maintain the rigid structure themselves because that has a direct impact on flooding in their property.
Can you do what, I'm sorry?
Maintain the drainage well that's on their property.
Understand. So, and it is condition number 6, which requires, in the board order that we have, which is the same as the board order that we had a year ago, which requires that annual maintenance report to the city, annual checks and annual maintenance report to the city on the functioning of the stormwater drainage system on this. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else have any other questions? Okay, thank you, John. So, if you'd like to come up and be heard, come on. Just give us your name and address.
I guess I'll make a clarification concerning the question Alderman Crossley just asked about the cleaning, the drainage of the GCC side. We did clean it, and we also found the drainage, in fact, going into the 429 vault. So at this point, our side is clean, but the channel, what we call the catch basin on the hole, at 429 still not clean. So that's still maybe problematic considering the current situation.
Okay, does anybody else wish to be heard on the site? Come on up. Tell us who you are.
Joe Quote, Peter Phillips. She just stated that there was a pipe that goes to our property. I'm not sure if there's evidence of that. see it. I haven't seen it. So, I don't know where that comes from.
God,
you're
right up.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody else wishes to be heard? Okay, this time I would entertain a motion. Alderman Albright. Has moved that the hearing be closed. Would you like a cough drop? Would you rather a cough drop? Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing and seeing none, let's take a vote on that motion. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 favor of closing the public hearing. Public hearing on 190-12 is closed. We will take this up next door and move to 22, the conclusion of the next public hearing this evening, which is 330-13, Donnie Raquel Santangelo, 3 to 5 Milton Avenue, Ward 4 West Newton. This was heard last time, and it was discovered during the course of the public hearing and on further examination that the petitioner needs to come back and ask for additional relief on the FAR. The FAR calculation apparently was inaccurate, so they're going to need to come back again. If you will look at your agenda, there is a letter from Noble Divine on the last page in which explains inconsistencies found in the architect's drawing, the affected FAR calculation, and the new software petitioner. I will be reapplying for the special permit and hope to have a matter heard in chambers with the Land Use Committee. So that it basically is requesting that the above petition be withdrawn without prejudice. So could I have a motion on that? Alderman Fishman. Okay, so the motion basically to approve the request for withdrawal without prejudice. Any further discussion on that? Hearing and seeing none, all in favor. 6 in favor, none opposed. So that public hearing is closed. At this time, I believe we're done with all the public hearings. Is that right? Okay, so what we're going to do is take a very brief recess so we can move next door. Trying to think if there's anything else we need to do before we go over the 9th of so.
Oh, we have a question. Yes,
2-2.
Thank you. 2-2. Ooh. Okay, who's here and who isn't here?
Greg and Mark.
How can we help?
She can't vote on any of these.
How she vote?
On closing?
Yeah.
It's not a grant of a special permit.
All right, just feeling.